Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice Radio. We are live out here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. It's about 85 degrees, man. 85 degree weather. I mean, I would describe it to you, but I know some of y'all are in areas that are tuning in right now that are probably not, you know, quite the weather that I have, but I'm going to do it anyway. You know, we have blue, clear skies. The sun is shining. Got a little bit of palm trees. Got a little bit of, you know. I'm not going to say overseas, like, you know what I'm saying, Brazil or Dubai, you know what I'm saying, ocean color of the water. But, you know, it's something like that. I'm with something like that. But it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. Tuning in right here, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Few seconds, we will definitely have my man, Young Diesel, you know what I'm saying, Mr. A.K.A. Mr. Bang himself. Now, the CD dropped yesterday. Like I said, man, we out here, so you're going to hear all kinds of stuff out here. We live. So the CD dropped yesterday for my man, Young Diesel. If y'all want to follow him, it is at YoungDiesel64. You already know, on Twitter and on all other social networks. It's called Turnt Up, you know what I'm saying, Turnt Up 3, Volume 3. As a matter of fact, you know, what's funny, I had me a little, you know, Turnt Up season, session, stuff, but, you know, he didn't even know that, though. He didn't even know that. So, you know, maybe I'll, you know, when I release my joint, I might have him hosted. You never know, because he is family. Shout out to L3 Promotions, Ms. Liz, I see you out there. Shout out to BNC Music Group. Shout out to L&L Films and Productions. Also, shout out to Good Times USA. You already know what it is at Good Times USA. You know what I'm saying? Good Times every time, all day, every day. Now, if you want that more information, make sure you text the kid at 704-448-3914. You know what I mean? Or make sure you can email my PR, man, Ms. Liz. Man, make sure y'all treat Ms. Liz right, man. You know, so I don't have to come see y'all, man. I'm trying to do positive, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do positive and do what I do, you know, and stay and focus on the artist. Sound like I got my man Young Diesel. Is that you, Young Diesel? Oh, no. Maybe that's some feedback. But it is what it is, man. Like I said, you know, Mr. Liz, make sure you contact her. I'll give you a little bit of information later on after we finish up with Diesel here. You know what I mean? Coming up real soon. So, what's been going on with DJ Nothing Nice? DJ Nothing Nice has been doing a little bit of moving around, you know, from city to city, going to a few different venues. As a matter of fact, we have a venue coming up with BNC. For more information on that, make sure you call me. No, don't call me. Don't call me. Text me. Make sure you text me, 704-448-3914, and I'll get you that information. Or you can email me, man, Nothing Nice, NothinNice Productions at Gmail. Just been going around different cities, seeing what's going on, seeing what's popping. If you have any information as far as you want Good Times to show up to that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I keep on throwing the number out there. I keep on throwing it. Information out there because, you know, a lot of times people be like, what'd you say? What's going on? Or I didn't see that. Or, you know, I mean, I'm all over, man. Follow me, man. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on LinkedIn. You know, let's do business, man. Let's do good business. You know what I'm saying? Because good business is great business. You know, it's all about building. You know what I mean? Whoever tells you anything different, I don't know what to say. I just don't know what to say. You know what I mean? Just, you got to do good business. 2015, no more jank promotions, no more. No more BS, man. You know what I mean? Let's get it, man. Let's just do it, but do it right, though. You know what I'm saying? Through that paperwork, I mean, that black and white. Get everything legal. Don't do anything legal. Don't do anything that would jeopardize your morals, your standards, or anything like that. You know what I mean? Because in the end, when it's all said and done, you don't have to account to nobody. You know what I mean? You don't have to, like, duck and dodge or anything like that. Yeah, I'm throwing a little moral tip right there for you. You know what I'm saying? I guess we can call it the word of the day. You know what I mean? So, Just stay focused, man. You know, stay committed, stay consistent, and have communication to anything and everything that you do. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's all going to be about your brand. When you're building your brand, you got to do good business. You know what I mean? I keep on throwing little tidbits at you. I keep on throwing jewels at you. So I don't know what you want to do. I don't know what else more you want me to say. I mean, I can keep on talking about this stuff for days, you know? So, I mean, it is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice. Nothing Nice Radio, we here. We here for you. You know, anything else, I just don't know what to say, man. I mean, like I said, let me recant my thoughts real quick. So, Orlando, down here in Orlando, the weather is beautiful. The weather is definitely beautiful. Young D's about to check in a few minutes. The weather is beautiful, and you know, it's one of those. It makes you feel like you just want to just, you know, just take off all your clothes and run around naked. I wouldn't do it because, you know, if I was back in the day like Adam and Eve, I'd probably do that, though. I probably would just go crazy, you know, and just get out here and just run around. But I know if I do that, you know, I get some, I probably might get some silver handcuffs, you know what I mean, that I don't want, and possibly, you know what I'm saying, 4x6 that I really don't like, that probably would not have the nicest bed or the softest bed as I have at the crib. You feel me? But I don't know. It's crazy, man. It's just crazy. As well as it makes you, want to do a barbecue, you know. It makes you want to do a few things. So it is what it is. We're sitting here waiting. My man D's about to call in, check in. Shout out to Miss Liz. Shout out to Paul. You know what I'm saying? Big D. Shout out to Miss Karen Mount. Shout out to everybody out there, man. I see a lot of people moving on social networks. A lot of things has been changing with the social network. A lot of things have been changing with, as far as distribution. If you need that, we got that too. Just all the way around right now for that, I guess, quarter. Definitely shout out to Atlanta. You know, that's my second home. Shout out to New York, my first home. Buffalo, B-Low, 716. I mean, I'm freezing up there. You know, I apologize. Maybe I can, you know, give you one of them smiley faces with the sunshine rays to come down to you. Maybe I can give you one of those. I don't know. Somebody, if you send me an email, I guess, you know, text me or something like that, I can just give you one of, what do you call it, emojis? Yeah, you already know what it is. So I'll probably just send that to you. Just text me. You know, I make sure you get the sunshine. But they're like, I know they're like, man, DJ Nothing Nice is crazy. Yeah, man, I got to be. I enjoy life. You got to enjoy life to the fullest. If you don't enjoy life, you don't live this life, the only life you got right, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. Now do I hear Young Diesel in the background? Young Diesel? Hello? Check 1, 2. Nah. I think some people just listening. Caller, I got a call on the line. Oh, you just want to listen to me? Oh, you want to be a creep? You want to be a creeper, huh? You want to be a creeper? Look at you. Yeah, go ahead, creep out of there. It's all good. It is what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Less. What I've been up to? Like I said, moving around, going to different cities, we're just sitting in a little humble situation right now. We've got a lot of things popping up for this year. I really can't talk about it too much, but all I'm gonna say is, y'all need to get ready because when it does drop, and it will, you know, they say big ODs out. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Liz checking in.
Oh, Liz, what up? What's going on with you?
Hi. Young Diesel's going to be on the line in just a minute. As a matter of fact, I just got off the line with him. He's about to call in now. I just want to take a quick second to go ahead and plug all the information, of course. You know, all right. So if y'all need to get in touch with DJ Nothing Nice, or you need to set up an interview or get him to appear at your events, or you have any press or media inquiries concerning DJ Nothing Nice, go ahead and reach out to me. That number is 910-364-9677. That's 910-364-9677. Or you can email, and that's l3pceo@gmail.com. That's how you can get in touch with him and get into your event.
True. True. That's true. So, Ms. Liz, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. I'm waiting to see what Young Diesel has going on. You know, I just, you know, I'm just excited about the movement he has and everything. So he's definitely doing big things, and you know, he's got his career going in the right direction. So I'm just waiting to hear him directly. Let everybody, you know, all the listening audience know what's coming up next, what projects he's, you know, currently been working on, and just give us a little background on, you know, what he's about.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely moving. Y'all are definitely in for a treat. Young Diesel is truly a grinder. I can say that on a personal note and on a business note. He definitely is focused, one of those artists you will never forget. Trust and believe that one. So, just waiting a few minutes here. I just been talking about this beautiful weather. I know you're in Carolinas right now. I don't know how the weather is, but it's about 85 here. just to throw that at you. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't. I'm not trying to brag at it, but yeah.
Look, we actually have a nice day today, so it's too high. It's gonna be cold tomorrow. Probably gonna freeze with snow tomorrow, but you know, it's about right today. So.
That's all.
Oh, we got Young Diesel on the line right now, yo.
Okay, Diesel.
That's your boy, Young Diesel. It's your boy, Young Diesel. You know what I'm talking about? What's happening with you, man?
What's happening, man? What's going on with you, man?
Man, shit, getting it, bro. Getting it, man. Really getting it, man. And just staying positive, man. Making this music. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And keeping it real. You know what I'm talking about?
So all my listeners who I mean, I know they've seen the Twitter, they've been seeing the LinkedIn, they've been seeing all the social media pushed out. Just introduce yourself to the people, man, and just tell them a little bit about yourself. I mean, you don't have to tell them, you know, how many, you know. You just tell them, you know, your business, man. You know, not your business, but your business, bro. You feel me?
Yeah, man. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, man. You know what I'm saying? I was raised in the hood, born in the hood, you know what I'm saying, 12th Street. And we come from the slums, you know what I'm saying? But my grandma just taught me that, you know what I'm saying, basically, you know what I'm saying, it don't matter where you're from, it's where you're at, you know what I'm saying? So when you're doing
right.
your thing, you know what I'm saying, always show the people
right.
where you're at, you know what I'm saying, some love too, you know what I'm saying? Even if you ain't doing shows, you know what I'm saying? I be throwing New York out there. I be throwing, you know
okay.
what I'm saying, out there Cali, people that fuck with me in Cali, you know what I'm saying, people that fuck with me in Florida, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
they, you know what I'm saying, I throw them all out there, you know what I'm saying, and people just show me love back. And basically, it just be a revolving door, you know what I'm
right.
saying, revolving door.
Right. So let me ask you this. As far as you starting out your career, how did you come about saying, okay, I'm going to be an artist? You know, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do with my life and everything.
See, at age 13, man, I started writing poetry, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
At age 13, I started writing poetry, and I was about in the eighth grade. And ninth grade, I entered a poetry contest, you know what I'm saying? The Arkansas County Poetry Contest. And when I entered the poetry contest, I had no idea I was going to be doing it, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I entered it, and then I won first place in the county, in the whole state, you know what I'm saying? So when I won that poetry contest, I kept going, you know what I'm saying? I just kept going after that. I realized I had a way with words, you know what I'm saying? So I started recording at 18 years old, you know what I'm saying? I kept doing poetry till I was like 16, then I started, yeah, I ain't really have a booth or nobody really, you know what I'm saying? They ain't really believe in me like that to put me in their studios, all the older cats and shit, you know what I'm saying, all the OGs, so...
Right.
I had to basically makeshift a studio out of nothing, you know what I'm saying? Living
right.
at grandma's house, grandma tell me turn that shit down, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
tell me
right.
turn it down,
right.
but I just kept going, started recording at 18, man, and got invited to a tour. It's called the U-Rock Tour, man, in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it just popped off since then, man, you know what I'm saying?
So okay, now you actually went into my other question I was going to ask you that I had in my mind. But as far as your continuous grind, what makes you consistent and makes you stay on your grind? You know what I mean? Because just like you said, you have this different situation in your life, and what advice can you give people that's trying to get to where you are right now? You know what I mean?
Man, I'll say basically to keep going, man, just keep going. Keep grinding, man. I heard an old man told me, man, basically you'll never know if you made it, you know what I'm saying, if you gave up, you know what I'm saying? You're basically that little inch that you could have pushed, that little
right.
inch that you could have pushed a little bit more could have been the big break that you was getting. But you gave
right.
that at the end, you gave in basically where everybody's gonna doubt you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's
right.
gonna But ain't everybody gonna believe? So I don't even think people gonna believe. People ain't gonna really have faith in you. People are more basically like, show me. They want to see it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then when
right.
they see it, now they want to be a friend. Now they want to be following you. Now they want to be trying to support you. But when you was out there grinding, when you was out
right.
there getting it, when you was
right.
out there with like three people at a show, when you was out there paying to do shows, they wasn't there. They wasn't supporting you. They wasn't liking your posts. They wasn't liking you, your next show you was going to do. You know what I'm saying? Until you blew up on them. Now they're
right.
looking at you, right? You know what I'm saying? Now they want to.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, go Yeah. I hear what you're saying as far as that. Cause,
yeah,
you
know, for real. You know what I'm saying? Now they want to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Now they want to be buddies. Now they want to say they knew you. Now they want to show pictures with you. You know what I'm saying? But really, in all actuality, you remember when the motherfuckers, they weren't even fucking with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For real.
Right. That old Mike Jones saying back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I understand that. And I want to firsthand tell you, you know what I'm saying, on this interview, man, keep on doing your thing regardless of what happens, because, you know, you're going to have obstacles. It's not going to, you know, you already know that, but all my listeners too. But let's talk about this project, man, to just drop and make sure y'all check it out on Live Mixtape, and I'm going to have him, you know, talk about it, you know, so just turn up, that Turn Up Volume 3, man, go ahead and just talk about your concepts, you know what I'm saying, throughout the whole thing. Don't give out too much because you want them to go cop that joint. So it's on Live Mixtape, on other sources, but go ahead.
Hell yeah, the Turn Up Season Volume 3, you know what I'm saying? The Turn Up Season Volume 3 is basically, you know what I'm saying, it's about the turn up, you know what I'm saying? It's about the party music. It's about what, you know what I'm saying, what people want to hear. It's about mixing what people want to hear basically with our voice, you know what I'm saying? Labels and shit, they don't got us picked up, you know what I'm saying? But just as well as they put them, you know what I'm saying, put them songs out, I'm In Love With The Coco, Money Baby Cake, you know what I'm saying, Dej Loaf on there, and all these some new songs that came out, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying, we basically showing them that we can do the same thing, but we going to wreck the beat, you know what I'm saying? We really going to kill the beat for real, you know what I'm saying? And really show them that, hey, you sleeping on some artists that's really out here, you know what I'm saying? You sleeping on some artists that's really out here, really doing it, you know what I'm saying? Really getting to it and really turning up, you know what I'm saying, without major labels, you know what I'm saying, the help, without the publicity that y'all paying for as a major label, you know what I'm saying, putting them out, dressing them up, you know how labels do with the artists, extra shit, you know what I'm saying, but we the youngsters, you know what I'm saying, we the youngsters out here really getting it and turning it up, you know what I'm saying, so this Turn Up Season Volume 3, you know what I'm saying, this Turn Up Season Volume 3, it was Turn Up Season Volume 1, Turn Up Season Volume 2, now this Volume 3, you know what I'm saying, Trap School, sophomore year and Trap School junior year coming out, you know what I'm talking about? But this Turn Up Season Volume 3 is about basically showing everybody that all these songs you're hearing on the radio, man, we killing that, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't.
I feel you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And if you really want to get to the basics, all right. If you think we ain't killing them, put us in the booth with them, then. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Put Young Diesel in the booth with them, you know what I'm saying? put me in the booth with them, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to see who turn up.
Okay.
Turn up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, though, I'm gonna be like, yo, GME on them boys over there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, you know, Money Baby, you know what I'm saying, do the song and all that cats, you know what I'm saying? But we okay, you hear him, y'all hear him. Now, let's talk about that game. That big game music incorporated, man. Talk about the people.
Man, Big Bang Music is basically. It's basically the beginning of all of everything. You know what I'm saying? That's why the symbol, our logo, is a triangle, representing basically that the real kings and queens, we come from Africa. The triangle represents actually a pyramid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the black atom in the middle is the molecules that basically started everything. You know what I'm saying? That basically.
Right.
We come from the molecules, and the only thing that can hold the beginning of Earth, the atom, is the triangle. You know what I'm saying? And that's why the black atom is inside the triangle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know Illuminati shit, none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Just straight kings and queens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, straight kings and queens. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what Big Bang Music stands for.
Don't give them too much. You know what I'm saying? Because I want them to make sure that they when you put out your information to contact you, you can sit them down with some knowledge and they pay you. You feel me?
Yeah. I'm on it.
You know what I mean? So, but I got you like one more question. I know Miss Liz is over there listening. She's probably laughing over there. Shout out to Miss Liz. Shout out to BSC. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
Miss Liz. Hey, Miss Liz. What's happening? What's happening?
So.
I'm fine. How
y'all doing? Oh, she want
to jump on. Hey, doing all right, man. We out here getting it, you know what I'm saying? We just going to keep grinding, fucking with y'all. Hey, much love.
I have a question, if I can just interrupt y'all for a second.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, now this is something I wanted to find out personally. What do you think your biggest challenge has been in your entire career? What is the biggest challenge that you faced so far?
Could you say it again one more time for me?
Sure. I said, what would you say the biggest challenge that you faced so far in your career is?
Basically, the biggest challenge right now, man, is basically is finding, it's kind of like. It's like, let me put it in metaphorical terms. Basically, it's like finding a better quarterback, a better running back. It's like getting a better roster for the next year, getting a better roster for the next month, getting a better roster for the next mixtape, for the next project. You know what I'm saying? And until I find that team, you know what I'm saying? So I find that team that's really with it, you know what I'm saying, that's really ready to get it, you know what I'm saying, that ain't going to fall off, you know what I'm saying. I'm looking for a Patriots team. I'm looking for a team that ain't going to break up, you know what I'm saying. And I would say that would be the biggest obstacle right now. As far as everything else, man, all obstacles, all mazes, they all get broken, you know what I'm saying, with any will, you know what I'm saying. Like grandma said it, with any will, there's a way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got a lot of will.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
You got another one, Miss Lee? I mean, you on the road now. You on the road. I'm sitting back listening. I'm listening to myself like, man, what is my challenge? You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. That's what it's all about. You gotta find out what challenges you and find out what movie's gonna make you get over that, you know?
I forgot to tell you too, Young Diesel. Miss Liz, she's a counselor too, on the low. She be counseling and do all kind of, you know, advice and stuff like that too. Look, I just found that out right now. I didn't know that, but I just found that out right now.
You just found it out.
Yeah, just now. Right now.
I gotta ask
all the artists this, man, every time they come on the line. So name your top five, you know, you can be any artist, name your top five artists and why they influence you, you know what I'm saying, to do what you do. It don't matter pop, rock, it don't matter dead or alive. You know, top five.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe, danger, whatever.
Okay, man. I'm gonna The top five artists, me, you know what I'm saying, is Gucci Mane. That's my number one, man, because he basically started out just like me, just straight out the trap, you know what I'm saying, real gutter, you know what I'm saying. He didn't have much. He had a couple plugs, you know what I'm saying. Waka Flocka Mama was an interview. I mean, not his interview, but he was his manager, but Waka Flocka was his friend, you know what I'm saying. They was homeboys at first, you know what I'm saying, before they became business partners. And It basically started off just damn near in his grandma house, damn near. Looked like he had, you know what I'm saying, he had much coming from, you know what I'm saying, doing background on him. But he came up, you know what I'm saying, he really came up. People really didn't like his music like that. But when he got some people behind him that pushed him, really pushed him, really got him out there, really pushed him and put him in front of the people, the masses and the media people.
Right.
They had
no
choice but to buy him. You know what I'm saying? The second artist, I say Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I, you know what I'm saying? Lyrically, I like him, you know what I'm saying? But I like how he started off, you know what I'm saying? Hot Boys. I like how he started off just being the youngin'. He was the youngin', you know what I'm saying? He was the youngest of the squad. People really didn't look at him like that. He was an underdog, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about the underdogs, you know what I'm saying? And then he blew up. He blew up. He was the hottest, you know what I'm saying? So basically, like, going back to what I said, if there's a will, there's a way, you know what I'm saying? You just got to keep pushing, man. Gotta
all right,
keep
man.
Pushing,
we got, look, bro. We got like 9 seconds. You're about to cut off on me real quick, but we gonna definitely do a part two of this right here, man. Thank you, this Liz. Everybody, appreciate y'all tuning
in. For sure, for sure. Bye,
good morning, man. All right, 100, man. 100.
100. Big Bang U, Grind City.
Yeah.